Good afternoon. Tonight I will be in Matthew 18:21. By a raise of hands, how many of you are good at math? Okay, a few. And I know it's been a couple years since some of you have been in high school, so I only have one math question tonight. What is 70 times 7? And verse 21. And then Peter came and said to him, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to 7 times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to 7 times, but up to 70 times 7. The Jewish rabbis taught that 3 times was enough to forgive someone. And then Peter thought 7 would be more generous, but Jesus responded with 70 times 7. 490 is a lot of times to forgive someone. And I don't think Christ was trying to tell us that there is a limit of how many times we should forgive someone. But he was saying that we are to always forgive others no matter what. I can't even think of how many times God had to forgive me or any of us. None of us are perfect. And verse 23, for this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he had begun to settle them, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. But since he did not have the means to repay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, along with his wife and children and all that he had, and repayment to be made. So the slave fell to the ground and prostrated himself before him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will repay everything." And the Lord of that slave felt compassion and released him and forgave him the debt. But that slave went out and found one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii, and he seized him again. And he seized him and began to choke him, saying, "Pay back what you owe." So the fellow slave fell to the ground and began to plead with him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will repay you." But he was unwilling and went and threw him in prison until he should pay back what was owed. So when his fellow slaves saw what happened, they were deeply grieved and came and reported to the Lord all that had happened. Then summoning him, his Lord said, "You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have also had mercy on your fellow slave in the same way that I had mercy on you?" And his Lord, moved with anger, handed him over to the torturers until should he repay all that was owed him. My heavenly Father will also do the same to you if each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart. The servant owed the king 10,000 talents, which today would amount to around $6 billion. I can't imagine having to pay that or even how you got in that situation, but to be forgiven of that much money shows how compassionate the king was. It would have taken lifetimes to pay that debt. Then the servant goes and chokes a servant that owes him 100 denarii, which is about 5 months' wage. And God God gives us forgiveness time and time again, no matter what the sin is. And Colossians 3:12, it says, "So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you." I would like to close with this verse, Acts 2:38. Peter said to them, "Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." We can forgive each other, but if we want to get to heaven, the forgiveness we really need is God's. If you haven't been forgiven of your sins yet, why are you waiting? If you need to study, please let us know. If you need to be prayed for, please come down as we stand and sing.